Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. I'm wide awake. Yeah, I was in the dark. I was falling hard with an open heart. I'm wide awake. How did I read the stars so well?
everyone, and welcome to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest from California. Her name is Marilyn, and Marilyn is very talented and gifted. She is a channel, Marilyn Harper, and I'm very excited to actually have her on the show with me today. So we will be hearing from her here in just a little bit. I also wanted to bring up that we have an announcement about a little girl who has been in Mercy. Okay, everyone, that was our guest calling in. We're having some technical difficulties. So everybody, welcome to the show. This is Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. We will start over again. And I wanted to announce that today we have a very special guest named Marilyn Harper. I also wanted to tell you that the little girl who has cancer, we have an update on her that she is doing better, Kiara Stout. And you can go online and follow Kiara's story on Facebook at Kiara Strong, K-E-I-R-A-S-T-R-O-N-G, capital letters, to follow her page and see what she's up to. The last update I got on little Kiara is that she is feeling much better but has a lot of rounds of chemo to go. So you can also find her on Caring Bridge. Just look up her page at Kiara Stout if you want to help out. Now, moving right along, I have a really special guest today named Marilyn Harper. And Marilyn is from California. She's actually pretty well known. I've seen her through a friend of mine, and I'm just thrilled and excited to have her on my show today. So Marilyn has been called the Midwestern Spiritual Spark Plug, and she's kind of like the Beth Midler, and I do like that lady. I know who she is. I love all of her songs of the New Age movement. So that's pretty exciting. So Marilyn is a renowned public speaker, a facilitator, and a spiritual teacher. And she has been invited to many retreats, conferences, workshops. She's very authentic. She's upbeat. She's got a lot to tell. But to make a long story short, with a blend of love and laughter, Marilyn really taps into our emotional core and really tunes in. Marilyn is internationally recognized as an expert on what you call walk-in phenomenon, and she points out car accidents before she was awakened to her true calling to channel and develop her gifts. So she is a trained master in several healing modalities to create bliss on the planet, because life is simply spiritual, and it's also very beautiful. And through her popularity, there is Adronida and company outreach that she does, where Marilyn teaches through certification courses in intuitive development and also entering into the Akashic Records and Reiki and Karuna Reiki. So she's also a speaker, a facilitator, a healer, and her goal is to provide fun and practical methods to help people laugh, love, and remember who they are, which is so important for us to remember who we are. So she is a 17th dimensional spoke being, and she's definitely a channeler, and she's a master teacher, and she works with angels and guides and many other things. So if you want to call in and ask us a question, our phone number is 347-237-5339. And I'm going to let Marilyn actually tell us how we can get a hold of her. I'm going to bring her live. Welcome to the show, Marilyn.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I apologize for the little bit of challenges there in the technology world. Can you hear me all
right?
That's
okay. I can hear you just fine. That does happen in our technology world sometimes. We just end up having technical difficulties and all kinds of things. So I figured, well, we'll just start over again and bring you live and have you talk a little bit about what's going on in your world and what's new and what you can share with us.
Well, I am actually at this moment looking at Mount Shasta in Mount Shasta, California, and I'm at a conference. I just finished Cryon's conference, his Summer Light conference. I'm one of the channelers that's going to be presenting next year at a Summer Light conference, and I'm getting ready to do a Lemurian choir conference starting tomorrow in Mount Shasta. And I'm actually from Missouri. I noticed in your intro you stated that I was from California. I'm in California right now, and I'm starting a two-month tour in California. But I believe it or not, I'm from Springfield, Missouri. And
You are in Springfield. Yeah, okay. Well, I have a friend of mine who lives in Springfield. I actually heard about you through John Vlasic, you know, which he's a remarkable person.
Yes, yes. He is. They've hosted several events for me up in the St. Louis area, John and Linda Vlasic. And I thank him for the recommendation. I do all kinds of wonderful things, but, you know, I kind of started down this path by walking in. I don't know, Amanda, if your audience if you've explored the walk-in phenomenon before or if you'd like to know a little bit more.
That would be interesting. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how you walked in, and then a little later on we'll tell everybody how they can get a hold of you if they want to maybe host you or schedule a retreat with you. You know, that would be really great. And people can always call in at 347-237-5339 or come into the chat room and ask a question. But, yeah, why don't you talk a little bit about what happened?
Well, a walk-in the term was coined by Ruth Montgomery in the 80s. The walk-in phenomenon is really, you know, centuries old, but it has come more into popularity or more into our awareness. I guess that's a better phrase. In the past 20 or 30 years, walk-ins have experienced a soul exchange of some sort, meaning the energy or the being who was born into the physical body left, and instead of the body dying, another soul or form, a spirit came in to take the place. It's the wildest thing. It was not even close to being a part of my belief system when this happened to me in 1993. I had no idea what had happened for 2.5 years, and then December of 1996, through a series of events, I kind of woke up to what had happened and began this spiritual path. I realized that I had new talents and skills and new gifts, and the old talents and skills were not there anymore. And I started on the spiritual path through inspired and automatic writing. I connected with oversoul-to-oversoul communication, and then in 1999, through a series after realizing that I wasn't present in my body, which probably was a cause for three car wrecks and 5 speeding tickets, that was when Adironda came in as a part of the messenger system for this planet. It's certainly been an amazing journey for me. I mean, in 1996, when I woke up, I was deacon in the Christian church. I was selling advertising for a country western radio station. I was leading the most normal life, mother to my 17, 16-year-old son. I was,
Wow.
Then everything changed, you know. Even my son recognized that there was a difference within me. And, so it was a pretty vast change. Before I walked in, I was completing my thesis for my master's degree from what was then Southwest Missouri State University. Now it's MSU. I suddenly in '93, after I experienced my transformation, I hadn't the ability to really write in English, and before I was a pretty good writer, but all of a sudden it felt like English was my second language, and I.
Oh wow!
Yeah, people have talked to me about the walk-in phenomenon. That doesn't really happen. It's not real, is it? And it's like, well, you know, all I know is one day I went into the hospital with complications following a surgery, and I came out of it with new talents and skills, and my old talents and skills did not exist anymore. I used to be a costume designer and really designed my own wedding dress and you know, did all kinds of things like that. I could no longer sew. I could no longer figure out how to sew or take him up in anything, hardly. I taught English in my former lifetime, in this lifetime, and speech, and I no longer really wanted to speak much, and I couldn't. I mean, English, my writing, if you read something that I've written now, still, the words are not, like, in the right order. They are in, I mean, it looks like someone that English is their second language, and it was a pretty vast shift for me. I used to be what I would call a real, you know, somebody, party girl. If somebody would be heading out on a Friday or Saturday night at 10 o'clock at night and they wanted to go dancing with somebody, I was there. And now it's like, you know, I don't do that at all.
Right.
And, it was a pretty vast personality change as well as energy change within me. That's, I woke up and went through a series of energy sessions with a fellow practitioner, John Schulte, and he helped me rediscover who I am and what had happened and how it had happened and all of that. It was quite profound, quite profound. And then
it sounds like
I,
it was very profound. That's amazing.
Yeah, it really was, Amanda. It was one of those things that the situation, you know, I don't know if any of your listeners have ever experienced a major transformation to where all of a sudden they seem to have a burning desire. You know, a walk-in, there's a lot of walk-ins out there in the world that really don't know that they're a walk-in, that they have had a soul exchange of some sort. And I have found, anyway, we've done the walk-in phenomenon. In fact, for the past 3 years, we've done a walk-in conference, and now our walk-in conference has walked in. It's transformed into a Visionaries in Light conference. But in the walk-in phenomenon, There's certain consistencies with people that have walked in. You know, all of a sudden they find their case, their relationships. They, you know, may be in a marriage, and all of a sudden it feels like that they don't want to be in the marriage or the relationship. Most walk-ins have a really strong burning desire to make a difference in the world, to truly change the environment that they're living in and help make the planet make this shift. Many times a walk-in will go through a period of disorientation. I know for me, I thought I'd lost my mind for about 2.5 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, that must be a really interesting feeling, I mean, and not a good one necessarily, to, you know, kind of feel a little disoriented, like you don't know what's going on. That must have been a really hard experience for you.
You know, Amanda, it really was. I from the time I walked in April of 93 until the 1st of December of 95, I had no idea what had happened. I really thought I'd lost my mind. I thought, you know, what in the world? I had new skills. I felt, you know, I could almost several times, it felt like I could almost hear people's thoughts.
Yeah.
And hear their energies and see their energies. And before I could not, I didn't like to do, I wasn't able to do the same things that I could do before. I was, as I said earlier, I used to teach English, and then I had trouble writing. I couldn't ever finish my thesis, which is too bad.
So when you were like that, when you felt disoriented, you know, let's say somebody else was feeling that, what would they do, like, when they're going through that? I mean, now we kind of know what the experience is. You define that. How are some ways to deal with something like that, or work through that as an individual since you've been through it?
Well, you know, if anyone would have told me to get connected with the someone in the metaphysical world, I probably would have laughed, because I was not, you know, I didn't know anything
yeah.
about the metaphysical world. I would just say, if you're feeling disoriented, you're feeling like you're not knowing who you are or where you're going or what your purpose in life is, to get connected with your show, to get connected with a group of individuals that can help. I know for me, the universe, I kept asking God, or then I used the term God, now I use the term source. But God, I kept asking God for help to explain what was going on. And the universe kind of stepped in and took control to allow me to find out what had happened through the safest, most logical way possible. Something that would make sense to my logical mind as to how I found out about the walk-in phenomenon. And now I think that's why we are, why I am and many other hundreds of people throughout the world are really looking to help bring the term walk-in to the forefront, and so people will hear about it. And to help them understand that even the walk-in phenomenon in these changing times is also shifting, and walk-ins are now more often a composite of their higher self and their, I hate to say lower self, but their regular self. But when that occurs, if you have a burning desire to make a difference in the world, if you feel disoriented, if you feel like your relationships are changing, your talents and skills are changing, contact somebody. You can certainly call me, 417-860-5432, or you can email me at Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at Adironda, A-D-I-R-O-N-N, da.com, and I'll be happy to help walk you through or provide you with some assistance on some level, because it if anyone would have explained to me in 93 what had happened, I think I would have been open to it. I can't say that I would have been, but I think I would have been open to it. But by the time I was open to it, that's when I found out. I feel that, what do they say, the teacher shows up when it's time to learn.
Right, when the person is ready to learn whatever lesson they're supposed to learn, because it just kind of happened. I think it's very interesting what you're sharing about how, you know, that all happened to you so fast, and you weren't sure what was going on, because, you know, people, a lot of listeners that I've ran into, too, have also experienced similar or something like that, or they'll just wake up and have, you know, these anxiety issues and not even know how they're going to function or what to do and how to get out of it. And so, you know, I know that they're looking for answers and help.
Yes, yes, they are. And I know I was really looking for answers, and I was searching everywhere. And it was so fascinating how the universe introduced the possibility of the walk-in to me, and after that, I was on the fast track. I mean, in 96, when I woke up, the first time I met more than one walk-in was in April of 96 when I went to a walk-in conference. And then I became attuned to Reiki Master in 97 and 98 and began channeling in 99 and have been on this path ever since. And so once you realize what has happened as a walk-in, once you accept what has happened, then it's like everything starts falling into place. All the details, all the inside, everything starts falling into place for you. So just waking up to the fact that you have had a soul exchange of some sort, and there are different depths and different kinds of walk-ins, of course. But just to wake up to the fact that you've had that experience, that's really, really a primary.
Yeah, that's definitely important. I know that I've had some people who say that they end up, you know, going to medical doctors, and maybe that fixes it for a little while, or they're helped out, or even they're medicated. But then, you know, what ends up happening is these other signs show up, like they might get really intuitive feelings, or they might get, you know, energy that's attacking them, or they might feel, you know, really emotional or really drained or tired, you know, or even anxious and nervous. And that disoriented feeling I have heard about too, even from people who are very, very highly intuitive or very highly sensitive. And so, you know, having somewhere to kind of explain that to them so that they can see that, okay, that's an energy or that's a feeling, or, oh, my goodness, I had a walk-in experience, you know, that's really important for everybody to hear.
Yeah, it is. And I think that in that disorientation, you know, when you're in the awakening process, I think you can really ask yourself specific questions about you and your environment. You know, do you suddenly not feel like you fit in? Do you wonder, when you look at your family or your friends, what planet are they from? You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, sudden changes in your taste, your clothing, your habits. You know, there's so much. But once you have that realization, I know a lot of people that have gone to doctors, and the doctors have mainly medicated them because they don't know what else to do. You know, because mm-hmm. not knowing what your identity is and all of a sudden feeling like you're, you know, you have two heads instead of one, that you're displaced in your environment all of a sudden. You know, I tell you, I have a stroke or something. You know, it was, and doctors, generally speaking, are not aware of this type of phenomenon. So, of course, their first response is to prescribe anti-anxiety or antidepressant or, you know, a medication of some sort. Which mm-hmm. would only mask the symptoms. It does not take care of the original cause. And some homeopathics or naturopathic doctors are aware of the phenomenon, but not a lot. At least that's been my knowledge.
A lot of them really don't understand. Like I have a client of mine who says, you know, sometimes I just feel like I get hit in the solar plexus or, you know, the stomach. And then she says, sometimes I wake up and I can't breathe. And other times I've heard her say, you know, sometimes I just really get that anxious, nervous feeling like, you know, I'm being slammed back into my body, or, you know, I'm feeling really antsy and I'm dry heaving or I can't breathe. And I'm thinking, wow, all of those symptoms have got to be, you know, just as you described the walk-in, a similar phenomenon to that.
Yeah, I think that that is the case. I think that in that capacity, that many of the symptoms of a walk-in, you know, someone that has experienced on some level a transformation, the symptoms of that present are so widely varied that it's really... It's hard to to offer that. However, what I've found are that people that are truly a walk-in, once they hear the possibility described, it is like a life-saving energy. It is a primary. It's like, that must have been what happened to me. Such a relief to find that information out. And that's pretty consistent with people that
are
walking.
Because what they're wanting, and it's a pretty scary experience, is some kind of reassurance that everything out there is okay, you know, that they are okay, that they're not going crazy. And a lot of them are not going crazy. Something is just happening to them that, you know, nobody in the medical field could explain. Not that it's not explainable, it's just in that particular area it's not explained. But then when you look at things like what you were talking about energy and about a walk-in and what it feels like, then it's finally explained and they can go, oh, that's what it is.
Right, exactly. And now it's getting even a little more difficult because a lot of walk-ins in the 80s, 90s, and before, and even into the 2000s, the walk-ins, they would experience a complete soul exchange and that they are here to help with the shift of this planet. And that, you know, 1 minute they would be one person and 48 hours later they would feel like they are a completely different person. Now I've seen many, many composites come in where they actually are much more connected or have a kind of a drop-in from their higher self. In other words, it's not a complete soul exchange. They maintain the same soul, but their higher self comes in to a closer contact, and all of a sudden they have new talents, new skills, new insights, new awarenesses. The symptoms are much the same as a person who has had a complete soul exchange as a walk-in, but a composite maintains many times the same personality, the same talents. They just are suddenly infused with a new set of talents and skills from their own higher self.
How would someone tell if they had a soul exchange versus a walk-in experience?
A soul exchange is a walk-in experience. A soul exchange versus a composite. The terminology is just crazy. And then there's a brain.
Wow.
Which is something completely different. It's a brain is where you have two completely separate souls that are inhabiting the same body. Not like a multiple personality disorder, but it can be exemplified as that, where two separate souls are inhabiting the same body. That doesn't happen very often, and I don't know that it's a very healthy thing. But as a walk-in, and a walk-in that is a complete walk-in as a soul exchange, and a walk-in as a composite, if you want to just discuss those two, since that's the simplest, a complete walk-in or a soul exchange is where everything in your life is different. I know when I walked in, my memories of my childhood seemed suddenly fuzzy or not clear. I could call them up, but I had to work harder to get to them. The things that I did before, I used to do counted cross stitch, and I couldn't even figure out how to do the cross stitch after I walked in. So the old talents are suddenly not really available to you particularly. My business partner, Joy Roby, she used to be a vice president of a marketing firm in California. And so she knew, you know, online marketing skills and graphic design programs and, you know, all kinds of things like that. And all of a sudden after she walked in, she couldn't figure out how to change the color of the font on our computer. You know, she, you know, had those technical skills. They just seemed to be missing for a while. And she had the ability to look at a video of a a program on how to create something on the computer and have an innate understanding of that, even though the simple tasks like changing the font were not available to her. So I think that is a complete soul exchange where you have you suddenly have new talents, new skills, and you suddenly don't have the old talents and skills. You suddenly look around at your relationships and think, you know, I don't want to hang out with you people anymore. And you are searching then for new relationships. A composite is really maintains the basic personality and the basic energy of the original soul, and the higher self moves in, meaning they maintain their original energy, but they have new skills. They may suddenly be more intuitive or more psychic or have a greater understanding of the opportunity of, I find many times a walk-in, whether it is a composite or a soul exchange, they are suddenly innately or almost driven to understand spirituality in their world, and understand how the energies in the body and the mind and the spiritual aspects of the human experience is responding or making a difference there. I think that people that are waking up all over the planet, whether they're experiencing composite or soul exchange, but it's still a bit different. They don't necessarily have the burning desire to make a difference in their world. And a walk-in, whether it is a composite or a soul exchange, they will have a burning desire to make a difference. They will be almost on a mission, a driven mission to make some changes in their life and in their world. And I think that's kind of a difference. And if any of your listeners are out there listening to this and feel like that has happened to them, then I would say, you know, contact somebody, connect with them to make sure the understanding is present for your own awareness in that capacity.
Absolutely. Well, why don't you tell everybody how to get a hold of you again, and then we're going to take a really quick commercial break and maybe come back and take some callers. And before we do that, you can fill them in on what information you need from them so we can go straight to callers when we come back.
Okay, it's Marilyn Harper, 417-860-5432, Marilyn, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, at Adirondack, A-D-I-R-O-N-N-D-A.com. My website is Adirondack.com, A-D-I-R-O-N-N-D-A.com. We do have a conference coming up, Visionaries in Light, in Mount Shasta in October. We've got lots of things going on that we can talk a little bit about later.
Perfect. Okay, now when we start going into callers, what information do you need from them? Just a question or?
Well, I'll get out of the way and have Adirondack come in, and they would just, if they have a question, then Adirondack can connect with their energy, and their name is enough, is all that's necessary.
Okay, well, that's great. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with you, Marilyn. Thank you so much for your information so far today. It's been fascinating. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and we will see you in just a minute.
Chris, you're not acting like a grown-up in our relationship.
M2.
There's your comic book collection, the race car bed.
I'm young at heart, but I put money into my 401k every paycheck. I'm taking control over my financial life, and that feels pretty grown-up to me.
Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
Are those footy pajamas?
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books. Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Okay, I first of all want to thank Marilyn for being so patient with me. We are back. We had some technical issues, and I think she just actually left the call, but hopefully she will come back. We did lose our caller. Let me tell her that we're back on the air to call back in. Okay, everybody, so we just had some technical difficulties there. Our actual switchboard went down right in the middle of a commercial. And welcome back to the show, Marilyn.
Thank you. I got online, and after the commercial, it was dead air for a while, and I thought, uh-oh, what did I put?
Yeah, well, we have been having some technical difficulties. I don't know if Blog Talk is just having a bad day or what's going on. We did lose our caller, but we have about 9 minutes left. So what else would you like to share with us today?
Well, you know, I would like to share a little bit about some of the things that I do.
Go ahead.
I teach classes in meditation. That's one of the most profound shifts that I've made in my life, is to be able to meditate. And all the primary teachers, Deepak Chopra and Oprah Winfrey and Wayne Dyer and Greg Braden and Bruce Lipton. I've been at a conference with Bruce Lipton, and he said, if you have cancer, meditate. So it's like, yay, I love that. I teach classes in meditation. We're starting a daily call in meditation starting on Thursday, which is we're gathering people from all over the planet to meditate all at the same time in a guided and silent meditation for global awareness and global healing, starting this Thursday the 19th.
Nice.
I start a meditation mastery class in getting your own messages, getting your own connected to inspired and automatic writing, starting on July the 10th. Both of those classes are listed on our website, which is Adironda. ADIRONNDA.com. I also have a great conference coming up in October in Mount Shasta. And, you know, if y'all have never been to Mount Shasta, it is an amazing place. We were called here because of the Telos, who are the beings that actually, this may be a little wild for some of your listeners, but they're
That's okay.
The
they'll definitely like it.
They'll roll with it, huh? They live in the planet, and they live underneath the great Mount Shasta. And they are of the Lemurian, the most ancient civilization of the history of this earth that we know of. They are a descendant from the Lemurian connection, and they have begun surfacing. And Kryon's conference, if you're familiar with Lee Carroll's work and Kryon, he opened a gateway into the land of the Telos underneath the great mountain of Mount Shasta. And we're directed to have our conference, Visionaries in Light conference, here October 10th through the 12th. And we will have a series of intergalactic speakers, some from this planet and some from other planets. And
that's a very exciting.
It is. It is. It's last year we were in Sedona with our Walk-ins Welcome Conference, but we felt like we really needed to bring in visionaries, people that are holding the vision of this planet and then shifting it. And last year we had a connection where we brought in the galactic ships and actually went, the whole conference went up on a transport. And we did so in meditation, and we were going to go up on the transport that night when we were sleeping. However, right after that meditation, we took a break and went outside, and I mean to tell you, the ships were coming in. I've got pictures on my Facebook page, which is Adirondack Marilyn Harper, Possibilities to an Awakened World is my fan page. And it was like Close Encounters of a Third Kind sky. I mean, the rolling clouds coming in and moving through, and it's like, whoa! It was pretty exciting. So we'll be doing that again in Mount Shasta. And, I mean, there's already, you know, kind of what I call ET ships, ET clouds here. That are pretty consistent over Mount Shasta, so I can't imagine what's going to happen. We've got one of our speakers is a BJ King. She's a liaison between the Intergalactic Federation and the spiritual hierarchy here on Earth, and she brings with her a tremendous amount of connection to that galactic force. And we had several people who had contact that we have with pictures in photographs of galactic beings. And so I don't know what's going to happen when we open things up to the telos. But that is
that's
going to
be pretty exciting.
It's going to be exciting. You can find out all this information on our website. Please go to it, adirondack.com. If you have any questions or any problems, I'm the only channel that I know that travels all over the world that still actually gives out their personal phone number, which is 417-860-5432, and that's a direct line to me. Private
that's
sessions
amazing.
As well. Yeah, private consultations as well, and you can find that information out on our website as well.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming on today. I'm going to try to take this caller one more time. We actually did have somebody come back. I'm glad they did, even
okay.
though we have like a few minutes left. We'll take them anyway. Hello, 313. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Are you there, 313? Hi, how can we help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a relationship.
So I don't have time to quite get out of the way without Aranda coming in, but intuitively what I'm seeing in your relationship
About the guy I'm dealing with currently.
Excuse me?
His name is, about the guy I'm dealing with currently, his name is DeMichael.
It feels as though your relationship is shifting and changing in your own energy, that as much as one party of you might want a stronger relationship, the other
yes.
party doesn't feel quite the same way. And
exactly.
A
you know what? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but you know what? I was just telling my friend this yesterday, and she was like, how do you feel? And I was telling her, I was like, it's like I do want to be with him, and I don't because I feel like he's not ready. That's another reason why I don't want to.
Yeah,
you're
it
so
feels,
right about that. It's accurate. Yes.
It feels as though things are going to begin disintegrating because you've moved on. You need a relationship. You're looking for a relationship that's there 100% of the time, and it doesn't feel like this relationship is completely 100% in your highest good or in your highest joy for this relationship. So it might be time to kind of reevaluate that.
So we were together before. We were together 4 years. Yeah, and then we were separated for a year, and we've been working on getting back together as of January. So now.
No, I think after 4 years and 5 years and working back together, that there does need to be some sort of a consistent commitment. And if he's not willing or able to make that consistent commitment, then then our question would be, why not? And do you want to have a relationship with someone that is not dedicated 100% into your awareness there?
Yeah. So do you feel like, is it worth pursuing or fighting for? Do you feel like that I should move on? Or how does he feel about being back with me? Or do you get the question I'm trying to ask? I probably asked you too many questions at once.
Well, what I'm seeing in the energy is he wants to be with you, but he's not sure of himself, that he's not 100% committed. He's kind of vacillating back and forth, and he has a difficult time committing.
Why is that? If we've been together before, why he has a hard time committing to something he has already? I'm not understanding that. Is it because his past relationship he had?
It would be based upon his own past energy. So for him to be able to commit to you 100%, just as you to him 100%, is he would need to be able to heal from the past relationships and the past energy that he's basing his hesitancy on.
Okay, so is it worth fighting for, correct? Or what should I do in order to push us farther to make it work?
Open, honest communication. Honest energy. And if you can't talk about that energy, if you can't talk about it, then it's time to move on. If you can
talk about
your relationship and about your commitment, then there's something there worth working on.
Okay. Because I want it to work. I really do.
If you want to give me a call later on and we can go into it a little deeper with Adironda, then we're not psychic or anything. However, we can look into the energy of the past and the future through the Akashic Records. We can certainly, I know we're on a time constraint here. Right, Amanda?
I know because
and everything dropped because I think it's Mercury retrograde and the energies are very interesting. So, but we are out of time, and you can definitely look her up. And, 573,
what's the
you
website?
Can also.
Adironda.com, ADIRONNDA.com.
Right, and you can go back and archive.
AD
is in dog, IRO, N is in Nancy, N is in Nancy, D is in dog, A.com.
Okay, I got that.
And any phone number that you see on there is mine.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
YouTube, God bless.
Blessings.
Thank you.
All right, Marilyn, I want to thank you for coming on, and we'll have you on again. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Hopefully next time Mercury won't be in retrograde.
I agree. Love and light, everybody. See you next Monday.
Bye-bye.